Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. On the 11th day of November, 11-11-04, that's moving right along in time, and we're in war. We're in rumors of wars. We're in afflictions. We're in disease, raging instances of fearful signs, and the scriptures tell us to look into the heavens. We're going to take a look in there tonight and talk about the mystery of extraterrestrial beings contacting Earth, and our government may be in on the conspiracy, whatever that is, praise Yahweh. So we're going to take a look beyond the veil of the secrecy of things unseen and yet seen. Millions of people have reported seeing strange objects known all over the world as UFOs, unidentified flying objects, things that go through the air defying gravity. Not man-made, because unless man has secretly mastered some of the gravity restrictions that we have wrestle with for the last 100 years. There is a belief, and we're going to look into, now this belief is from the government. So when I'm going to cite, some of the things I'm going to cite is released documents under the Secrecy Act, some of these statutes of limitations of the government only able to hold them so long. Some things are filed under national security that will probably, perhaps, never be opened. But the fact is that the government believes that there's dozens of different extraterrestrial races with a variety of motivations that are interacting and interfacing with global humanity. And most of this is outside the jurisdiction of the governments, particularly the United States, Russia, Great Britain, France, some of the more advanced technology nations that have technology to detect or to interfere or to link up with some of the communication abilities of these aliens that are visiting, investigating, or nosing. Could be that the Bible describes them as watchers. Ain't that a strange name? The word watcher is in the Bible 5 or 6 times, and it's always relating to those outside the earth. In other words, those who have power to intervene. At certain points in biblical history, it is noted that outside interference was written about by both the good and the bad. Remember Genesis 6, the good guys, we're told, came in to restrict or to end the experimentation that those who from heaven came, the Nephilim, the offspring of the angelic beings with the daughters of men, who begin to grow technological advances great leaps into past civilizations where we can view some of the artifacts that we have found that to indicate there's indications through building, through strange art that was not a common to Earthlings, and signs indicating that these who visited Earth are going to return in some future date. Well, there's extensive evidence, like I say, of government agencies in the United States, where we'll be concerned tonight, and elsewhere, having held meetings and have reached agreements with some extraterrestrial races. Can you imagine that? I mean, here we're in the 21st century, and let's get real here. Is this real, or should we even talk about it, or even consider that? Did you know that over half the people in the United States and over 45% of the people in the world believe that we're not alone, that there are aliens, extraterrestrials that live outside our solar system, that are visiting our Earth, and they're very interested in some of the experimentations on doctors, lawyers, you know, the general run of the mill, not just the crackpots or centric individuals that are just telling these wild tales that they were taken up in a craft. They were physically examined, the data stored, a detailed account, prior contact. Most of these people have had prior contact. Some of them, even since they were children, have been contacted and have been visited periodically down through their life. Some of these were blocked out subconsciously. There was no recall until later in life when they begin to have vivid dreams about these experiences and things of this nature. So the classified, highly classified, did you know that this item of topic tonight we're discussing is the highest classified information in the government, even ranks above our nuclear secrets? Well, I guess that could be, that ought to be common, because we don't have any nuclear secrets anymore. Most nations that want to build nuclear bombs, you can go on the internet, because all of the information, or most of it, is posted there. Your problem is not knowing how to do it, it's finding the materials. And it takes a lot of money to develop a system to create nuclear fuel that would enrich uranium and things of this nature, that it takes the cooling towers and things of this nature, the rods and things that it takes to make nuclear fuel to energize the nuclear bombs and things of this nature. However, the information is readily available to most people. And like I say, it's the building the facilities without detection, because our satellites are quite capable of detecting any country that is developing a nuclear program. It's hard to keep it hidden. Well, the extensive evidence that a number of extraterrestrial races are assisting in the evolution of human consciousness and communicating with private citizens and groups that are interested in more peaceful and harmonious policies at a global level. Isn't that strange? Extensive evidence that a number of extraterrestrial races are assisting in the evolution of human consciousness? Why all the movies all of a sudden of extraterrestrials, those who from the stars came or are coming or visiting, whatever interest they have in Earth, it is now in the last days, but maybe they've always had an interest. Maybe they've always been watchers. And maybe we just need to accept the fact that they are real and they're here, and whatever reason that they're here, some maybe would suppose that all the reason is bad, and we have to fear, because you see, we fear the unknown. We fear the unusual. And actually, we fear the knowledge of finding out. That's the biggest problem that we have in the earth. And yet our government is out there exploring space in the hope of contacting life forms or intelligent life in space. And it's no secret. It's an open agenda of our governments, particularly the United States and Russia, to explore and to contact our brothers, they say, in space. We write plaques as we send our satellites abroad to inform them that these satellites came from planet Earth, and we are the third rock from the sun, so to speak. And that if anybody finds it and retrieves it or locates it, that they could call home, call Earth, and we'll respond. We have daily 24/7 monitors to monitor signals that are coming from space, some in deep space. We have some of the largest global covering satellite dishes to retrieve the signals that are coming. And there's been an array of strange signals that some have never been figured out. But so far, there's not a reveal known signal contact, radio transmission, or something on the scale with radio waves that we could identify and clarify. There's practically billions of signals, but we don't know what they mean. We don't have no way of knowing. And yet, maybe it's not time for us to contact. Maybe the contact agenda is on the other end, in other words, it's not on our end. We don't have the ability, or maybe perhaps the right, with the technology to contact them, but maybe in their own time, they're contacting us. If it's true that they are visiting Earth periodically, and they are taking samples of the species, including man, some would believe they're impregnating women. They're taking sperm from males and implanting it in females, and vice versa. And they're trying to crossbreed these alien races with Earthlings. Well, is that something strange? You Bible readers and studiers know that that's been going on from Genesis chapter 3. That shouldn't alarm us or confuse us or make us doubt the biblical aspects, because in the Bible we're told plainly that that's what happened. Maybe there was a restricted time and period of 2,000 to 3,000 years, and then they were to return. And that's exactly what I believe, that they were limited, if not restricted entirely, until a set time. And I believe that set time ended in 1948. When we've had I do believe that since then, and there has been thousands and thousands of books that have been written on the subject, some eyewitness accounts telling amazing stories of being abducted, taken out, some voluntarily and some involuntarily, to be examined or taken to some other planet system, or riding in the ships and cruising through the star systems at incredible speeds, defying gravity and things of this nature through high advanced technology or technological systems that we don't have anything close to, or supposedly. And yet we have secret bases like at Groom Lake in Nevada. Area 51. There's strange tales, strange sightings, and strange events that are happening out there every day. There is watchers that watch that area with binoculars and other spotting devices that are trying to take pictures of some of the craft that come in and out of Grim Lake, usually late at night, when access or visibility is limited to those who would, and you can't get close. If you get within a certain range, you're warned. And then, if you persist to come closer, out of the night appears these patrols, armed, and they warn you that you are trespassing on federal property. And it is a security zone, and you're not allowed there. And after a warning, then the next time you may disappear. You may not be seen again. So the people have been warned, and some have been dealt with severely. There is actual tales of those who have been taken to some of the underground chambers in that area that they have seen experiments. And things of this nature that are grotesque and strange. And something that you wouldn't even think about. Some of the mixtures of genetics and half-human, half-animal, half-fish, half-aliens. The strange, grotesque creatures. Now, whether this is true or not, I do not have any first-hand evidence, but that's people telling them. These people are reputable people. They're honest, hardworking people. That they have visited these places, some through means that they didn't even know that they had. Well, if there is extensive evidence of government agencies in the United States and elsewhere having held meetings and have reached agreements with these extraterrestrial races. These official diplomatic meetings have been highly classified and suggest that galactic diplomacy at an official level has been secretly underway for at least 50 years without the knowledge of most citizens and elected representatives. In 1954, Dwight Eisenhower, it is widely reported, and it's just almost an open secret that Dwight Eisenhower canceled an appointment, a very important date, to keep an emergency meeting that was demanded by extraterrestrial races that landed in California. And that Mr. Eisenhower and some of his cabinet members were taken to a secret clandestine meeting with these aliens in 1954, and that they laid out to our president an agenda of cooperation between this particular race. I believe it was the Greys. They're called the Greys, these little short, four-foot reptilian-type creatures with the liquid black eyes and the chalk gray skin, and very frightening little creatures, but they seem to be very intelligent and benevolent in most cases, and are trying to tell us or trying to warn us in particular instances where that we have crossed the line in the Galactic Federation, and that they must now alert us to the distinct possibility that we could self-destruct the planet and cause repercussions deep into space, and that's what they're concerned about, and that's why that they're coming and they're intervening at this point or trying to make contact and to warn us in certain areas that we've gone too far, and that they could assist us given cooperation from our governments of the Earth. Well, have we heard that before? Is that biblically truthful in these fallen, what we call fallen angels, these who from heaven came and descended and broke the accepted covenant that these beings would have no inner relationships with earthlings as far as seeding or reproduction to try to mix the two races together. And yet we're in such a hodgepodge of race mixing today, who cares? Who gives a damn? I mean, you know, we'll man is the lowest animal in his moral consciousness. I mean, we'll do anything for money, for fame, or for notoriety, just to have our name put in the paper or be seen on television. We'll do almost anything with anything that will do it with us, as far as that's concerned. So we'll interact with anything, lay with anything, do anything, or carry any type of seed that is available to be had. You can have, you go find somebody willing to do it for the reasons that I just mentioned. And so then we're not above or below. We are willing participants in experiments of, you know, if it brings thrills and chills and spills, we're willing to take the risk. It's amazing what humans will do and what level they'll stoop to. And like I say, race mixing is it's the thing now. It's the end thing. To see the cross mixing of the races, it is fleshly, carnal, biblically unlawful. It's genetically unacceptable to the conscious of those that have one, unless their conscious is seared with a hard iron, like the Bible says in the last days, that's what will happen, and that we will go into sexual perversion on a major, unprecedented scale, or perhaps equal or better the scale that they were on in Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's no strange thing that we'd be willing to crossbreed with aliens, something that's not native to our species here, something that's odd or strange. And yet, if that species held a technological superiority, and that they could actually cause this to happen without us even knowing it, block it out of our subconscious, then that is, it says here, has been going on with groups and individuals for at least 50 years. A galactic diplomacy of interaction to be practiced that complements the official form of galactic diplomacy secretly conducted and including the government agencies who have now traded given the rights to these to examine, to interact, to kidnap, to abduct, to do their weird experimentations of crossbreeding. And the report is that's what's going on in secret bases on the Earth and maybe even out in space where they could go undetected. And that they're seeing what type of offspring that would produce maybe a more acceptable species that could be readily accepted. You remember Close Encounters. Like I say, if we're deliberately being conditioned to accept things from space, these little in Close Encounters of the third kind, fourth kind, we had these little gray men, and they were actually taking the abduction stories of people from the Earth and telling this story, and that's where they framed Close Encounters to make these look like the little grays, and they didn't look like us, although they were cute little boogers, and they were very benevolent, didn't mean any harm, but had the technology, the awesome technology of actually destroying the whole planet if they wanted to. And yet, with their intelligence, that they didn't have anything to gain by doing that. Matter of fact, it was against their cosmic laws, these galactic laws of diplomacy, that they only came peacefully, and they knew that man was an animal and he was subject to react in fear and violence. So they needed a systematic introduction of getting used to the idea that they existed to make Earthland more aware. Well, that awareness has come to the point now that 50% of the people almost on the planet believe that they exist. Well, they've done quite well in the last 50 years. They've gained 50%, and that total 50 years ago wasn't even 5%. So they've gained a toehold with the subconscious suggestion that they are there, And most people believe it. If the truth is known, probably 75 to 80% of the people on earth would believe they were capable of believing if they had some. Most people, you know, want some tangible proof. You know, they want to hold the steering wheel of one of these flying saucers in their hands and take a ride in it before they'll believe it. And yet some people have actually done that and are scared to even talk about it. So we are in a strange time, and the Bible says that we will see strange sights. It says you will see strange signs in the heavens. It's possible that in the next 20 to 25 years that we'll be getting used to the idea that these large cigar-shaped craft that can travel at astounding speeds that can go through there, that they can shuttle us from one planet, star system, planet system to another. Or they can warp time and travel outside of time. It's reported that they have the technology to do that. It's amazing. And yet it's shouldn't be so amazing if you read the Bible. It is all in the Bible. And yet we just cannot bring ourselves, most fundamental Christians cannot accept the fact that man is not the superior animal in the cosmos. And yet, these little reptilian grays, and like I said, there's perhaps 60 different extraterrestrial species that are visiting this planet. What is going on? I mean, are we in the age of revelation and knowledge increasing or what? Now, I mean, you know, a man that would talk this way 50 or 60 years ago or 100 years ago, I mean, he would be drummed out of, I mean, he would be strapped in and put in an insane asylum. For just even thinking about this. It used to be science fiction, and what used to be science fiction is now reality. Deadpan reality brought down to your level to convince you that we're not alone. And anybody that ever thought we were didn't know the Bible or the cause or the reason that we're here. Now, if these extraterrestrial races work through their respective human allies in the form of global elites, national security agencies, private citizens, and or non-government organizations to promote their respective agendas, competition involving extraterrestrial races and their human allies on Earth appears to mirror the conflicts at the galactic level between major extraterrestrial races. Even they are competing and are warlike. And yet if you read the Bible, it says there was war in heaven. Well, heaven is different from earth. There've been many wars on earth. That's no big deal. I mean, that's not an earth-shaking piece of revelation. Everybody knows that. We've been in war since Cain killed Abel. So blood has been shed ever since, and we'll probably continue. I don't know how long until maybe somebody wins this war in heaven. Are the races, the different species in the planetary systems around the galaxies, some of them far flung, maybe some of them near? I don't know. But what are they warring about? What was their war in heaven in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7? The Bible says, it tells you there was war in heaven between Michael and a group of intelligent beings, and Satan and a group of intelligent beings, and there is no indication that that war is over. I can read where that there was a peace treaty signed. I can read where there was an interlude of where Michael and his angels cast the other species, the angels, if we want to call them that. In this case, extraterrestrials, what we're talking about, they would call them that and be justified. But that they were cast out of heaven. Don't say that they were. have come down to the ammonia. Well, I've always preached that Satan and his angels, nothing but an intelligent race, maybe races, because they could be several different species or races, even in the extraterrestrial federation. But they have a common agenda, and that is to come to... Why all of a sudden is Earth the focus point? And yet when they visit, they tell most people that Earth is, you know, not a priority. They're just here observing us and have been for centuries and are watching us, and that we are at a dangerous stage now that we could actually blow the Earth up, that we could actually destroy it. Well, the Bible says that that's basically the possible and probable of what is to happen. Maybe they have cause to be concerned. Maybe we could create a cosmic galactic chain reaction of devastation, even not only Earth but in the solar system. Maybe that we could cause some type of an electromagnetic energy to be ignited here at this stage, and that would be rippling through the universe for centuries. And if I lived out there, I certainly wouldn't want that to happen. If I had the technology to prevent it, I think I would do that. And as a group of people that possibly does have the technology superior to us, because Satan is above us, the angelic beings, the Bible tells us exactly that ever who these people are. And let's just call them people and get it down to common folk terminology. Now, these folk have more technological advancement and knowledge, brain power, if you will, than we've got on Earth. Maybe they are an older species. Maybe they outdate us. And if you read the Bible, you can find out that Satan and his angels were here when man was created or placed here. Maybe they know that. Maybe they have watched us. Maybe they are millions and millions of years old in their advancement. Perhaps if Earth is permitted to go for another million years, think of what we've done in the last 100 years in technological ascending for the mass of knowledge that we have acquired through the use of computers and all of a sudden is somebody feeding us this knowledge? Are we purposely being given a steady diet of knowledge? The Bible says in the last days knowledge shall increase. Are we victims, or are we acceptable recipients? I mean, we're going to take this knowledge and use it for peaceful gain, coexistence, or are we going to take it with our government? Could we trust our government to take this technological advancement? If we had lighter than air machines, if we could defy gravity, if we could warp time and travel into the solar system, do you think that our government would be willing to share this with all mankind? Or would the elite, the globalist elite, that the 3% is ruling the world right now, do you think that they would use those that technology for their own selfish reasons and keep us as cattle or servants or pack animals to do their ant-type bidding to keep them at the top of the pyramid and us as a support base? Well, I would opt for the latter, because man has always been continuously evil. The Bible said that man was made upright, but he sought out many evil inventions. Well, the more evil inventions that come about, the more elite and evil the super race. These are the one-third of the peoples on the earth that control two-thirds of the majority of the people. And something's wrong here. It's always been that way. And somebody's given these people this information. Is that going to change? Are they going to level the playing field? Are the extraterrestrials, are they going to make all of this technology available? Are they going to reveal themselves in the last days, that all the world will become aware of their existence instead of just a few? Are we going to become their servants? Are we going to worship these beasts that come from the heavens? we going to wander after them? Are we going to tie into the Galactic Federation and join these forces? Do we know they're good forces or bad? How do we know? What? I mean, isn't Satan coming back to really, literally come back as God? Aren't the peoples of the earth supposed to receive Satan and his angels when they come, when they return? Is there going to be an actual physical coming? Well, I think so. And that's where most people of the world are going to be deceived into thinking that this is actually the Christian coming of Jesus Christ. And that the people of the earth will receive him open arms and will actually worship him as he sits in the temple that is being now constructed in pieces. I don't know whether you know this or not, but all the formations, all the stones have been cut. All the measurements have been taken. The temple is ready to be built as soon as this Mideast conflict erupts. And the good guys, the Christians that support the good guys are going to support these guys that they think are good guys, and in reality they're the bad guys, change themselves into ministers of Christ, and these are known as God's chosen people, and they're going to build and erect a temple, and Satan, their God, the God of Cain, the daddy of Cain, and their offspring who have deceived even the very elect, is going to come back down here and sit in this the seat of authority. And the Bible says, our holy book, something, somebody give us something to tell us something that was going to happen. And then when we find out that people are making contact with these people, we say, oh my heavens, what's going on? Well, like I say, if you've read your Bible, you know. Why should we be amazed that over 50% of the visitations here upon earth are evil? That there's a conspiracy to rule the earth. There is still those who are visiting. The Bible said some have entertained angels unaware. Some have been deliberately airlifted out of here. I mean, Elijah was taken. Enoch was taken. Christ was taken. Up in the went up in a cloud, the Bible said. Didn't say he went up in the cloud, he went up, or on the cloud, it said went up in the cloud. So whatever was in that cloud was the same thing was in the cloud that followed the children of Israel. And I have said before that it was a tangible, material, intelligence made craft to receive those off the earth and take them into deep space. Yes, you have to go that way. You say, well, I don't have to, because I'm going to float up on the clouds, and I'm going to go sailing through the air. Well, you know, all of a sudden, and these Christians are going to get a backpack, a rocket ship, or something that's going to propel them out into the deep, where they say they're going to be sucked up to heaven in some gigantic whirlwind. And the whirlwind that Elijah went up had chariots. It was called chariots, and Elisha was permitted to see it. He could describe to you the craft if you could talk to him. Matter of fact, Ezekiel wrote in one of them in the book of Ezekiel, and he described it in detail, and he was describing or painting a picture of nothing but what we would describe as a UFO. I've seen these marvelous craft. I know they exist. I know they're not man-made. I do know that man has now copied and back-engineered some of these marvelous machines, and now he's in control through technological trade-off for the right of these aliens to come back and continue where they left off in Genesis 6, which was human experimentation. And the reason why I've said this many times was for these angelic beings who now have a curse on them. This curse is genetic. And they, with their great technology, so far advanced above earth and earthly machines, that they believe that they have or can solve the riddle of the genetics by fusing their genetics back into humanity, which is what they were doing in Genesis 6. When they were taken off the planet, driven off the planet, restrained or refrained from doing these things in Genesis 6. And now when the chain of restraint is cut, then they're back, and this is all a time thing, this program, that they should return in the last days to pick up where they left off. And the Bible speaks about a great deception, a great, and most of them are telling us that they've come to rescue us, that the earth is in imminent danger of being destroyed, and that they're going to lift us out of here on a great, the Christians call it a rapture, and they call it a deliverance, that they're going to pick selected ones up, and they're going to take them out into space somewhere out on perhaps their planet, and they're going to, until the danger passes, and then the earth will cool from the nuclear storms and things that are natural disaster, the great pole shifters, whatever's coming, the imminent danger that they perceive, that they foresee, and they have perceived it's coming. So they're here to rescue us, and they're here to save us. And think about all of the Christians going to fall for it. I mean, Christians are the most gullible. They're the easiest, because they believe the strongest, they fall the hardest. Because when their little belief system is crashed, this little misty spirit vision of a Christian, they'll go floating up on a cloud with his harp saying, Amazing Grace, that's not going to happen. There's going to be some physical intervention here by those who were our masters to begin with. They just didn't go away. They're coming back, and the last final war will be fought right here upon earth between the good guys and the bad guys, whoever they are. Whether they be extraterrestrial, or whether they be what we would describe as alien to this planet. And I don't think they're alien to this planet. I believe they're native. I believe that we are aliens. I mean, it's a reverse mode. Maybe we've come to take their place, and they don't like it, and they're come to, to receive themselves back to where they originally came, because they were certainly here before we were. When the heavens was made, it was the sons of Yah, sons of God, it says in Job, that shouted for joy. So then, if we are the aliens, and we are the pilgrims, and we are the strangers, that we have been seeded from another planet system, then they who from heaven came would know about that. And they would know our genetic makeup, and they would know how to either alter it, enhance it, or to take away from it, whatever their agenda is. And the good guys that came down in Genesis 6 saw that this experiment with angelic beings mixing and mating with mankind was an experiment gone wow, and there had to be some kind of restraint or control put on it, and they said that they would have done it, then there would have been nothing withheld from their ability. And they could have possibly, by the way, they could have possibly, with sheer strength and force of knowledge, they could have went back into heaven from which they had been cast out. You see, the Bible says that the earth was void and without form because it became that way, not because it was made that way. We've been made to think, by the terminology of the King James, that it was made dark and void. But the Bible says, the Hebrew word is it became dark and void. So then, these guys have been here a long time, watching the progression of the experiment of the gods, those who from heaven came, and those who are superior and more knowledgeable than we are. We're a little lower and they're a little higher. So we gotta give honor to whom honor's due here. And we must now start thinking about, if we can get along with ourselves, are we capable of getting along with them? It's time that we establish a communication with these beings, and that we could play roles in mediating between different extraterrestrial races and their counterparts, global humanity. Maybe there's time now that we started interacting again as we were in Genesis 6. It wasn't nothing strange for the sons of God to come down in that day. And yet, if it was to happen today, it would make national headlines. I mean, pick up the morning paper. When that headline made the news that we have made intelligent contact with other races in the heavens. I mean, we would be astounded. I wouldn't. Maybe you, perhaps you wouldn't. Maybe if you know, if you've read the Bible, you understand that we're not alone. Never have been, and we never will be. We have the guardian watchers, called watchers, those who are over us, those who from heaven came, those who were part of or involved in the experiment of man upon the planet. And ever since, these angels have been fascinated with our ability to show emotion. They don't show emotion. They have no emotion. Their emotion is all wrapped in logic. If it's logical or seems logical, they do it. The Book of Enoch describes these great adventures of these angelic beings in the Bible. And yet nobody don't want to, you know, they just don't want to believe that. You know, Dr. Henry Kissinger, he's the famous Jew that served as Secretary of State. And according to Dr. Kissinger, who wrote the influential book Diplomacy, stated that international diplomacy is based upon the judicious advancement of a state's national interest above all other considerations, including moral principles or global interest. Now, that's a logical conclusion of somebody without emotion. In other words, they put diplomacy, now what is diplomacy, is to convince other nations or other peoples or those who oppose the diplomacy of the United States, for instance, that's who he worked for. They put this advancement of diplomacy above the state's, or they put that above all of other considerations, including moral principles or global interests, and that is the advancement of the state's national interest. That's the global elite, by the way, what he's saying there. But you were thinking he had your best interest in mind when he made that statement and wrote that book, and you went and paid $30 for it back 20 years ago. But that ain't what he meant. That this diplomacy based upon the state's national interest is for the globalist elite to be served by placing above the state's national interest, above the moral principles or globalist. That means that they can kill you, use you, manipulate you, lie to you, or whatever it takes to place national interest, global in this case, state's national interest, but in other words, that is to rule the earth. Nations are now fighting for supremacy to rule the earth. Federations, you know, the three-fold cord is not easily broken. So we've got NATO, and then we used to have the Communist Bloc, and now the Communist Bloc has melted down, and most of them have joined NATO. Now it's a European Union against the United States fascism type of government. And Kissinger says that our national interests are placed above anything in the moral principles or global interest. You know, if it's good for all mankind, to hell with that. What's good for the elite of the United States government? And these are the minority that rule above the majority of the constituents that supposedly have the right to vote in the political system, and yet behind the political system there is a shadow government, and in that is the agenda that Mr. Kissinger was referring to. He's a member of that CFR, elite globalist agenda himself. And they know a lot about what we're talking about tonight. They are in on it. Some of these extraterrestrials have made leagues with them, or secret agreements between the extraterrestrial races and the United States government have subsequently been renewed every 9 years, according to Dr. Dan Burish, who had access to classified documents detailing the existence of such agreements. It's all. He's got it listed here, and there's a list as long as your leg of government-released documents that the government will acknowledge that it is a national security issue when concerning extraterrestrial beings or aliens from other systems, and that it should be reported to me. If you don't report it, if you talk out of school, you could be arrested and imprisoned and disappear. So this national interest for the government over moral issues. They don't care where you languish in a prison with no lawyers or no visitation. And you could, they could even kill you, and a lot of people have lost their lives over these things. The information of these meetings and agreements continue to remain highly classified and are off limits even to the most senior of elected political officials, including even presidents such as Clinton and Carter, who were denied access to documents detailing the extraterrestrial presence. I mean, even your political elected figureheads, because it's a shadow government knows all about it, not the figureheads. And we think that our president has the, you know, I mean, he calls the shots. I mean, he's up there as a figurehead. He goes through, he acts like he is. I mean, George Bush puts on one of the best, I mean, you'd think, you know, as he shoots from the hip in diplomacy, his diplomacy is if he got oil or riches, we'll just come and get you. I mean, he don't bother to even use diplomacy anymore. He don't shadow his words and veil his words in diplomacy. He just comes straight out and says, well, look for us to start bombing you in the morning, and here comes the bombs. It's amazing how a turnabout. They've got so confident now that they control the ignorant masses of the goy, the sheep, the cattle, that as far as galactic diplomacy is concerned, the Earth may be defined in a narrow way as the population and territory of the third planet orbiting the sun. Thus, the different nation states representing the regional territories and populations on Earth would collectively represent the Earth, and who cares about the majority of those that dwell upon the Earth? They're expendable. It is the elite. But do our brothers from space, are they willing to sacrifice the average Joe upon the Earth to make a league with the elite? Well, haven't you ever read the Bible? Doesn't it say in Revelations that the Satan and his angels will convince the kings of the earth, that's the elite, those who rule, that they will make a league with them, and that they will be literally involved in helping to fight against the coming of the good guys? It's the bad guys that are going to get the bad guys of the earth. They're all going to join together to fight against the good guys. And you, we're just the average pawn that, we're dancing to the music. If they call us to go up to war, we have to go. If we refuse to go, they throw us in jail. They punish us. And so what do? We are being patriotically made to believe that it's for a noble cause that we go over and kill the Iraqis. And all the time a war's going on, what you don't see, you see the daily advancement of our troops being advanced or repelled. We got 18 killed in Fallujah since the war started out. Over 200 done been wounded, over 100 of them serious. So life is expendable there. They don't care for life, but behind that, these are just attention throwers to throw your attention away. If they would go there and do a truthful documentary, you would see that while they're showing us the war, they're still in the war. I mean, they're pumping it by the literal millions of gallons now to the elite globalists who are taking the wealth of the earth through force of our sacrifice of our soldiers on both sides. And they give us a reason to justify that we should go in there and remove evil Saddam. Well, he's removed, and it's the people that are resisting. They don't want to be invaded. They don't want their natural resources to be, and you can't blame them. What if a people was forced themselves over here with planes and tanks What if the Chinese came over here and the Chinese press would give us the visions of the wonderful liberating Chinese soldiers going into the cities and the cheering Americans waving Chinese flags? While the Chinese engineers and technicians are robbing our gold mines, our silver mines, and our archaeology sites and our oils and our gases to feed the appetite of their nation. And that's exactly what's going on here. War is a legal excuse to plunder and plunder and loot and steal the natural resources of the countries that we invade. And the United States is no exception. Whether they're doing this for national security. Now remember, moral issues don't come in here. Us killing the little children and indiscriminately bombing. There is a higher reason here. And Kissinger wrote it well in his book of diplomacy. They're not going to pay any attention to the collateral damage of a few civilians getting killed, because see, it's illegal to kill these Iraqis that are defending their homeland as they did in Vietnam. Well, after we got out of Vietnam, we made an excuse. See, when we got in there to get the oils that was off the coast of Vietnam and China to pump the natural resources, and yet when we could not conquer these people, we were driven out, and so we turned to people that we could. We're always in pursuit of natural resources beyond our own borders. And this falls under Kissinger's diplomacy of taking precedent over moral human life or anything else. It's unreal what we've got to do. Well, I'm getting out of here tonight. This is Pastor Buddy, and we got to get on out of here. And I'll see you tomorrow night, Yahweh willing, and the creek don't rise.